Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Dozens of Russian drones attacking Ukraine's capital city. Two people reported injured, according to Ukrainian officials, and several residential buildings are damaged after more than two dozen drones attacked Kiev overnight. Military leaders say 24 of the 28 drones were shot down by Ukraine's Air Force. They said it was the sixth Russian drone attack on Kiev this month. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about the discussion have not been disclosed. The decision to resume communications was made during a recent meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. In documents that were submitted yesterday, Giuliani stated he has liabilities ranging between $100 million and $500 million. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The administration under intense scrutiny from both political parties due to a record number of migrant encounters. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Comedian Joe Coy, set to host the 2024 Golden Globes, marking his inaugural hosting role for a major awards show. Known for his roles in films such as Haunted Mansion and Easter Sunday, as well as 5 stand-up specials on Comedy Central and Netflix, Coy expressed that the opportunity to step onto the Golden Globes stage will be extra special. It's a moment for him to make his Filipino family proud. You better take care of your heart between now and New Year's.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. I'm John Schaefer.
The anticipation of a record-breaking number of air travelers during the holiday season largely attributed to a significant 12% reduction in airfare. That's compared to last year. Airlines are hoping to prevent a recurrence of last year's ordeal, marked by Southwest Airlines' meltdown that resulted in the cancellation of nearly 17,000 flights following a snowstorm. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest is all about Jesus and politics. One woman's walk with God in a mud-slinging profession. Bunny Pounds is the founder of nonprofit Christians Engaged. It aims to reach and activate a million Christians for America and the world's sake. Using her 16-year political career as a backdrop, Bunny gives readers practical tools for discipling a nation one heart at a time and living the Christian life extravagantly, even in a hostile environment. Bunny Pounds, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's so great to be with you again, Bill, and to see you face-to-face on TV. That's even better than radio.
Yeah, well, for both of us, I'm telling you, and a delight to our audience as well, Bunny. And, you know, again, congratulations on the book, on your passion, your walk, you know, for 16 years in this ministry of understanding. And I like you, and the timing of your walk and what God had purposed you to do almost runs coincidental with mine, because it was about 15 years ago when I graduated from Bible college and God said, okay, you're going to stop being this juvenile disc jockey playing records and taking dedications. We're going to put you behind the microphone to, you know, talk about a biblical worldview. And as I was addressing this issue deeper and deeper, like you, I found that when it came to positive change in America, it was the church that led the way.
Exactly. I spent 16 years as an activist and a political consultant. I was working for members of Congress, state representatives, state senators. And frankly, Bill, it was an amazing time. I share that in my upcoming book, Jesus and Politics, of how you disciple an elected official one heart at a time. But I knew that the only way that we can really change or impact America is if the church wakes up in this hour. We, frankly, there's a few of us involved in government that love Jesus, and there needs to be hundreds and thousands of us that are staffers, that are working on issues, that are walking beside elected officials, campaigning, so many jobs in the government space that are, we're frankly leaving to people that don't share our biblical worldview, and that should not be.
Well, Bunny, I mean, in some sense, you can understand why people would get burnt out so easily, because there's lots of headwinds there in government. Though an elected official may come in with the greatest of expectations, even a biblical worldview, what they have to fight there on the Beltway, and you know probably as well as anybody else who's been there, it's not an easy battle, is it?
It is not an easy battle. And we call Christians to pray, vote, and engage regularly. which means that we need to pray for our elected officials. You can't just get a Christian brother or sister elected and send them to Washington, D.C., and literally leave them on the battlefield unprotected by prayer cover. And I think that's what we're doing, Bill. A lot of times it's out of sight, out of mind. It's just like a foreign missionary going to another land. We think, oh, well, we got that brother elected. You know, one of my best friends is Congressman Michael Cloud from Victoria, Texas. He was a Oral Roberts University graduate that, you know, got involved locally and ran for Congress, and by a miracle of God, he's in D.C. now.
Wow.
But, you know, if you send somebody like that to D.C., all hell's going to break out against them, right?
Exactly.
And we have to pray for them, and we have to encourage them, and we have to also hold them accountable in a loving way to say, remind them constantly who they are in Christ, right?
It's about staying engaged, Bunny, as you write about. You're exactly right. You know, we send people off to do our job, but this is a representative form of government. It doesn't mean that you subordinate your responsibilities to that one elected official, do you?
Exactly. We thank God for the founding fathers that gave us the amazing task and responsibility, we the people, to elect our representatives. But they're not going there as a king that just makes mandates, right? They're going there as a representative to represent our values and our interests. Mm-hmm. And if we don't continually inform them of what those things are, if we're not engaged, if we're not tracking, I tell every Christian, whether it's your state house or Washington, D.C., you should be tracking the bills that your elected official is signing on to. What are they co-sponsoring? You can easily do that with a click of the internet on the U.S. House page, on the Senate page, and on your state legislature pages. You should be following what they're signing on to, what they're voting for. And, you know, if you are in their life, send them a little email, send them a little text going, proud of you, brother or sister, or, hey, maybe you need to rethink this, and stay in their life to get feedback.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the whole idea, as you say, our founding fathers, when they initiated those three powerful words, we the people, it told us, it told the citizens at the time and us 48 years later, that we're responsible for the government that we have. So, you know, to your point, we have to stay engaged with them. And how much time do you think that would take a week, Bunny, to, you know, take a moment just to follow up on legislation? Are we talking less than 20 minutes, maybe?
Absolutely. You can get Google alerts. You can set up Google alerts for your elected officials' names. You can, again, get these little emails from the Hill updating you on what your elected official is doing. I track, you know, several news sources, Politico, the Hill, and I, like, look for, you know, different areas that I'm interested in and make sure that I'm staying engaged. It's not a huge commitment. It just means that we're not putting our heads in the sand.
Exactly.
And we're looking for valid news sources. That's another issue, Bill, making sure we're looking at valid news sources and we're verifying things so that we can be a trusted source to our family and friends.
Well, and that's been the challenge that we've had. See, up until recently, we thought we could trust the news services, and we're realizing in great number, those that we trusted are no longer trustworthy. They've proved themselves to be untrustworthy, and they're scrambling right now to regain some credibility. But meanwhile, thank God, we have many options available, Bunny, as you're aware, that we can, you know, find out and discover the truth. It's not going to be automatic. We say on the show repeatedly that it is our responsibility, each of us, our responsibility individually, to own our own knowledge. Don't just take, you know, Bill and Bunny's word for it. You know, if we've said something and it challenges your spirit, check it out and investigate. And then, oh yeah, by the way, do us a favor, send us a note back and tell us what you found, good, bad, or indifferent. Challenge us, because that's what I'm here for, is to be challenged. And hopefully through this exercise, Bunny, and I know you feel the same way, that as a result of coming in contact with us, people are enlarged and they're all the better for the experience, right?
Absolutely. You know, one rule of thumb we like to tell our Christians that get engaged with Christians Engaged is, you know, check out, you know, if you have a story comes across your Facebook feed, look at three different news sources. You know, get verification. They could be on the right, the left, central, but make sure that you're checking to see if that's showing up in different places than it's usually true. And dig into the facts. Look at it a little deeper than just reading the headline or reading the article at face value. Check some of the links that the article is referring to. And you can, it's amazing, Bill, if people just put their head into staying informed, how much an individual citizen can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Of course, you talk about it in your new book, Jesus and Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mud-Slinging Profession. We're talking with Bunny Pounds right now. Bunny, again, going back to what we originally talked about, is the power of people of faith. Our Constitution was designed for a moral and righteous people, a former president said. Without such, it cannot stand. And right now, in this post-modernistic Christian world that we're experiencing right now, this is why we're getting pummeled, I believe, and why so many, a majority of Americans, believe we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. What does the right track look like, Bunny?
Well, as our new Speaker of the House said, if you want to know what I believe, look at the Bible on my shelf, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as you know, Bill, many Christians don't read their Bible. Most Christians don't understand what a biblical worldview is. But a biblical worldview goes beyond the surface of I'm a Christian or I'm a good person. It is really looking at how God impacts every issue of our life, whether that's our money, whether that's taxation, whether that's the sanctity of life, whether that's wars, whether that's Israel, economics. There's so many things that the Bible talks about, justice issues. But we have to have an understanding of what those biblical worldview topics are. Mm-hmm. It's not just what the culture says. You know, biblical justice is not modern social justice. Mm-hmm. There's different ways that we see the lens of what's happening in our culture, but we have to do it with the Bible, first of all.
Exactly. Well, keep in mind, according to George Barna, less than 50% of the senior pastors in the pulpit today hold to a biblical worldview. That's been declining ever since I met George Barna, probably 15 years ago, Bunny. And then here we are, even kids now, less than 5%, maybe 4% a biblical worldview. And the dangerous part of this is that if you don't hold to a biblical worldview, those are the essential building blocks of God's infrastructure. You know, it again, I often use this analogy because it meant so much to me. It stopped me in my tracks when the Holy Spirit led me to this. And that was the conversation that God had with Cain after God rejected his sacrifices, you'll recall. And he broke it down very succinctly. And I believe the admonition rings through the millennia. It says that if you do right, will it not go well for you? And a very simple sentence, but think about that. If you do right, if you are doing the things that are consistent with God's infrastructure, then the results will be consistent with the pattern that he established in his infrastructure of being true to that. So, you know, it's just like, the fig tree is not all of a sudden going to spit out apples or strawberries. It's always going to spit out figs because that's what it's designed to do. And everything about God's creation is designed with a specific purpose to produce a specific result. If you violate that infrastructure, like you decide, oh, I know better than gravity, well, guess what? You're going to find out, and I hope what people are hearing is not condemnation here.
Right.
I hope they're hearing compassion, because I feel the reason that this has swelled up so much in me over the years is I was hearing repeatedly from women, Bunny, that they'd say, oh, my child would have been 7 years old today, or my child would have been 14. Well, you know, they were told by the doctors, oh, this is just like a tumor. We're just taking a tumor out. I don't know about you, but I don't know when the last time I've heard of even myself having a tumor or some mole taken off my body, and I remembered how old that tumor or mole would have been. This is absurd, but this is part of the big lie that we've bought into, and as you say, men and women have bought into this. But the science is out there. We have seen it now quite clearly. This is why Roe v. Wade was reversed. It was sent back to the states, and my prayer is that the states themselves would step away from the emotion of this for just a moment and consider why this organically spread across the country. Why so many women after 49, 50 years of experience of an abortion to realize that it wasn't so safe and it wasn't so rare that they're carrying with them till the day they die the death of their child. Think about that. That is just horrific. And then to see the next generation being lied to, that's why they're taking a stand and coming up against the government and this force that wants to, for the sake of $500 for an abortion, to have an industry to do this, you know, kind of evil thing on the sisterhood of America's future.
Well, and this is why I wrote my book, Bill. I took off last December over really a whole month. I took off and wrote my story of 16 years because I was a homeschooling mom that got politically active. I went to a state convention for the Republican Party, and I testified in front of a platform committee on a school choice issue. And that showed me that I could have a voice and I could make a difference. And then after years of caring about the life issue, really starting to get activated as a young mom in that space. And that led to working for members of Congress, running campaigns, and even running for Congress myself and almost winning a primary runoff in 2018. But I wrote this book because I think there's burdens in people's hearts that they are not identifying. And there, it comes through prayer. It comes through seeing injustices. And this is just one issue, but to move a Christian that's being awakened and saying, what do I do? I want to help activate you through my crazy stories to just move out by faith and start working to see some changes in our culture. And who better to do that than the church?
Yeah.
And then also to encourage those that are on the front lines of the battle that we can't give up. It's not over, and that God wants to strengthen us, and he wants us to be Christ followers even as we engage in government and politics.
Money, you talk about your crazy stories. Share a bit with us. Tell us some crazy stories. I'm in the mood.
You're in the mood?
I'm in the mood.
Well, you know, I ran for Congress in 2018. It was a real huge contested race. I tell people all the time, you haven't lived till you've had over $1 million spent against you and your family. My boss had announced his retirement from Congress, Chairman Jeb Hensarling. He was financial services chairman in the House. And I decided to step out against a state representative that served two of the seven counties in our district.
Mm-hmm.
And it was highly contested. We had super PACs against each of us, $1.2 million spent on each side of a primary runoff, if you can imagine.
Wow, yeah.
But, you know, you go through those things, and, you know, I wish I could tell you I was in D.C., but now I'm happy that I'm where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, losing by a couple thousand votes out of 43,000, it was devastating for me. How could I have lost this race? And a couple months later, after the race, I discovered, because I looked at my opponent's Federal Elections Commission report, that's what you do when you hold bitterness, unforgiveness, and offenses is you keep tracking your enemies, right?
Right. Yes.
And I looked at his FEC report, and I discovered that he hadn't actually paid for the runoff. So over $200,000 of invoices had been floated by his consultants during the runoff.
Oh, wow.
So to put this in, this is legal practice. Consultants cannot bill them till after they win.
Right.
But it's the injustice of it. I outraised him by $300,000, but yet I paid for everything and he didn't, and he won. You know, that just hit my heart in such a deep way. And over a year of praying for him and his family, asking God to take this bitterness out of my heart, a year later, I finally told one of my friends, I said, you know what? I got to do something to get over this, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I think I'm going to just throw him a party and help pay off the rest of his debt. And he owed $50,000 left of that runoff debt.
Mm-hmm.
And he graciously allowed me to do that, and I took a couple weeks off of work unpaid. And right before we started Christians Engage, we held a whole big party, and we honored him, and we laid down our unforgiveness and finished paying off that debt.
Wow.
And I have to tell you that Congressman Lance Gooden was the first elected official in my book to sign off on his story being used in this book. And it's because, you know, God just restored our relationship through that process and taught me that those crazy things that we think about doing as Christians that you think you can't do in politics and government, you can do them.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place yesterday. The conversation involving the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about that discussion have not been disclosed. Dozens of Russian drones attacking Ukraine's capital city. Two people reported injured. 24 of the 28 drones were shot down by Ukraine's Air Force. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Away in a manger, no crib or a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the
And you think about what God is about, buddy. God is about liberty. Okay. This is why Jesus came, to set us free. You know, and we get caught up in this stuff. And it's easy to think it's justified, right? Because it's just not fair. And I get, we've all been that and this been there. And it's a great lesson, again, to be reminded of, that God is ever so faithful and merciful because he wants us to be free. I mean, can you imagine, you know, being engaged, you know, starting this new ministry and this new entity that God was catapulting you in? And if you were going to carry that ball and chain with you into this new endeavor, you wouldn't have been as successful as you are today.
Amen. One of my spiritual fathers, Rafael Cruz, who's U.S. Mm-hmm. Senator Ted Cruz's father, told me when I brought up this crazy idea, he said, "Bunny, you sow into your next season and you will reap bountifully."
Wow.
And that has absolutely proven true. Another story I'll tell you, Bill, is, you know, I was the only person in the country in 2018 endorsed by Vice President Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. And that was because of years of praying for him. I had a divine encounter with him and Karen when they were a little unknown member of Congress from Indiana 10 years before. But you know, God knew where I was supposed to be. And I tell the story all the time that Mike Pence had grabbed my hand during the campaign and said, "Bunny, Karen and I are going to be praying for you every day. We need your light in D.C.
Oh, wow.
Well, frankly, I took that as I'm going to be in D.C., right? My light's going to be there ongoing, not just through consulting. And that didn't happen. And it just kind of disappointed my heart, right?
Yeah.
Well, this last year, 5 years later, after that race, we're now at 175,000 Christians getting our reminders to pray, vote, engage through Christians Engaged. We've seen over 2,000 people go through our courses, our long-form courses, to teach them about civics and biblical worldview. And we had taken 50 people to D.C., and we had actually got to pray and minister to 10 members of Congress and 2 U.S. senators during that trip.
Wow.
And I'm standing there telling that story about Vice President Pence's words, and it hit me, Bill, in front of these 50 people that we had brought to D.C., all of them whose lives had radically been changed through that trip.
Right.
Guys, our light is in D.C. My light is in D.C.
Exactly.
It's just in a different way than I had thought, right? But that's how God works in our life.
In a bigger manner. Now you got the power of 50.
Lumens
of light coming through the darkness of D.C. like that. How awesome is that?
Well, and how much more impact can I have? I mean, I value all my brothers and sisters that are in Washington taking those hard votes. But if we can engage, you know, hundreds of thousands of Christians in all 50 states, which we're doing now, to pray, vote, and engage, vote in every election, pray for their elected officials, and start engaging in civic education or involvement, that can radically change not only Washington, but our state houses, our local governments, our county governments, and everywhere.
Bunny, what I love what you're doing is you're, you know, reconnecting with first principles. We've been saying this for a long time. I've been in business most of my life. And when I had, at one point in my life, I consulted CEOs of companies across the country. And I would always tell them about, you know, really banging the drumbeat of their mission, of what it's all about, because that's their North Star. If business was off, if something was not working right, you always go back to your North Star, back to first principles to see, okay, what happened? When did we make a choice? Did we make something different, a different choice in the organization? Culturally, did we bring something, introduce something new into the culture that is not delivering on its promise, that is compromising the output of where we are at this current moment? And this country being on the wrong track, as we said earlier, a majority of Americans believe we are, then I say we got to get back to first principles. You get back to first principles, then you realize, okay, this is where we missed the point. This is where we've made a mistake. Let's go back. Let's correct course and then go forward. And what you're doing with your organization is you're going back to first principles. And I want you to, you know, spend a little bit more time, if you would, in explaining, you know, to our viewers what your organization is doing and what they can do to become a part of this light that is so needed here in our country.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, we are going back to the basics. I believe God is waking up his church right now. It is still small. It's still a remnant. But if folks are listening to you right now, they're probably feeling a burden for the country, right?
Right.
Or feeling that they have a purpose. And so we created a real simple roadmap. First of all, we go back to prayer. I know that sounds like a spiritual buzzword that we don't really meditate on a lot, but prayer matters. Talking to God matters. Hearing from God matters. And specifically as it relates to our elected officials, our leaders, whether that's in business, media, education, government. So we actually pause every Monday. We send out an email with a video and remind people to pray for 5 minutes a week. And we pray all together, thousands of us around the country, for that specific prayer point.
How powerful is that, Bunny, to be in unity with that many people? I think the same way, you know, being born and raised Catholic, the consistent prayer, and every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, I think, how many other Catholic churches, how many other churches around the country are praying the Lord's Prayer either that day or at a different time? I just think that is just so powerful, and it's as incense going up into the heavens to honor God Almighty.
Amen, Bill. God hears us. We forget that he hears us. Yeah. And the power, Bill, of Protestants, Catholics, across denominational lines saying we are going to connect on this scripture and this elected official. So we say, look up your mayor, look up your county judge, look up your state representative. We're praying for the military today. We're praying for our pastors today, whatever it is, every Monday. And then we send out voting reminders for every election. We are the only nonprofit, nonpartisan organization in the country for Christians that push them out to vote in every election in every state. So that's a powerful thing. If a Christian says, you know what, I'm going to make that commitment to vote in my local elections, in primaries, to start voting not just in presidential elections, but every election, we send out 4 texts and 4 emails to help you print off your ballot, research your ballot, and to do that with a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
And then thirdly, we have created not just a weekly show. We have a weekly show as well. That we put out free of charge and hundreds of articles on our website. But we have also are building long-form video curriculum that we can take to churches as well. But these are on civics, federal, city, state, county government, and also hot topics like justice, economics, biblical worldview. We've got now 6 major curriculum packages and 3 more in development for next year. So we're kind of becoming like the Leadership Institute for the church as it relates to video curriculum. And every Christian, man, if they go through a 6-hour course on their on-ramp to civic engagement, they can really impact the country.
You know, I want to talk about voting for just a second and this idea of separation of church and state. This is one of the biggest, lies that's been put out there that has kind of held churches back. It's interfered, I believe, with elections. Directly with pastors of church who are afraid that they may lose their tax exemption. Historically, not one church has ever lost its tax exemption. This was a threat that was started by Lyndon Baines Johnson because he realized what he was doing, the church was not in agreement with. And so he kneecapped them. And it's amazing the damage that has been done. And you talk about voter interference that has been affected by the Democratic Party, which started with Lyndon Baines Johnson, by putting out this threat. God never said that citizens of a nation should disengage. If anything, he said just the opposite, did he not?
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
And trust that God knows what areas that we need to be focused on. It may seem overwhelming, Bunny, and I get it. You know, if you've been in disengaged for a while and you're going, you know, because I get it. People, Bill, you know, I've got children to raise. I'm dealing with this. I'm already fighting with the school because of these goofy books that they want to bring in. Attacks on young girls and, gender neutral bathrooms and on and on. There's no doubt it's a hot mess. And, but, you know, the fact of the matter is yes, you know, your sentiment is right. Your sensitivities are right. We are in a cultural war like we've never been before, but you can't just call in your time. You've got to engage, but you got to do it in a way that is strategic and makes sense. And Bunny, this is what you you're doing with Christians Engaged. It's not like you're just doing a shotgun pal-mal type of approach to this. I mean, there's some strategy involved here to where you can put, you can concentrate your firepower in places where it's most needed and can be most effective, right?
Amen. Every Christian that's waking up should go to our website at ChristiansEngaged.org and take the pledge to pray, vote, and engage, and we'll start helping you do those three things. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Bill, is get in our on-ramp to civic engagement seminar. That's our step two for every Christian that calls us and says, what do I do? Yeah. That class will teach you how to walk with your elected officials, what is a political party, what is a platform, how do I advocate. We'll give you strategic ideas. We don't have to be involved in federal, state, a local government. We have to do what God's calling us to do, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if every Christian would, you know, stand on the wall and do what God tells them to do in obedience, all of the places would be filled.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start somewhere and just say, God, what are you calling me to do in this space?
What does that look like? What you know, that commitment for phase two, what does that look like?
It's a 6-hour course. It's $29 for that class. That's it. And you keep it forever. We have about 12 videos and then PDF notes and discussions. You can use it with your family, your grandkids. You can, you know, show it on your TV. It's a great product, and it's just one of the many products that we have. But if you get that and pre-order my book, Jesus in Politics, that'll give you a good start to get moving forward. And again, Bill, you know, Nehemiah is a great study of this. The book of Nehemiah. I did a whole Bible study on Nehemiah.
Yes, I love this. Exactly.
You know, he came into a city, and within 52 days, he repaired the walls of the whole city. He did that one brick at a time, and he did that through people that said, you know what? I'm going to repair the walls in my community behind my house. Mm-hmm. He kind of focused them in, say, you take responsibility for your area. Don't worry about the whole wall. Let me worry about that. And that's what God's saying to us right now, Bill. Don't worry about all the problems. Let me handle the problems. Am I not big enough to handle the problems? You just be obedient to what you feel that tug in your heart is. And that's what we try to do with Christians Engaged, Bill, is help people hear the voice of the Lord as it relates to these topics and then step out and start moving forward.
Yeah, and like the book of Nehemiah, the wall builder himself, I mean, it was action. You know, they had to build the wall. They had to pray. And they had to do spiritual warfare, right? Because they were being attacked on all levels here. And you got to know, if you're going to be a wall builder, they're going to come after you. But that's okay, because God is there to defend the cause, right?
Exactly. I had somebody say to me the other day, Bunny, you're like an Ezra and a Nehemiah. And I thought, wow, what an incredible compliment.
Right.
But what he meant by that is, you have to learn as a Christian how to go back to the Word of God. Ezra led people back to reading the Word, to meditating on the Word of God, spending time with the Lord in his temple. And then Nehemiah got the defenses built back up. But the ultimate reason why he was trying to build the wall was to make sure that the presence of God in the temple was protected. So ultimately, Bill, what we're doing with Christians Engaged is to help protect liberty in America so that we can worship God freely in this country, so we have the economic prosperity and liberty so that the gospel can go to the ends of the earth, and so that we have freedoms to raise up our kids and our grandkids in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So people go, why are you having a civic engagement ministry? That doesn't even make sense. We're supposed to be just preaching the gospel.
That's right.
Well, you know what? You need me and you need Christians Engaged to help inform Christians and get them on the wall so that we have the freedom to read the Word of God and to do what we're called to be.
Because instinctively, you know, Bunny, with all the problems, you know, I see people instinctively looking up these days. I go, why are you looking up? Because they know the answer is not in this plane. It's not in this world. It is above, just innately. People will look up. And so here, you know, the difference between then and now, then they had a temple. Now we are the temple, right? So you think about the power that is in each one of us. If we would only be obedient to God and trust God, and it's not so much that, you know, that we have the power. It's just that we're honored and blessed to co-labor with God, and how he uses us, it is amazing. And I'm sure you've seen with the group that you've organized here, the manifestation of God's power through these individuals. This has just got to be so satisfying for you.
We had a young father, Bill, that went on our D.C. trip this summer, mm-hmm. and he stood up at our community meal when we introduced each other to, you know, where are you from, what's your name, that kind of thing. Right. And he says, well, my motto has been pray, vote, complain. But I'm hoping that this trip changes it to pray, vote, engage.
Yes.
Well, a week after he got home from that trip, there was a special seat opened up on city council in his city, and one of the pastors in the community recruited him to run for city council. And he is now in a runoff. The election is just in 5 days. And I really believe that whether he wins that race or not, God has moved him into obedience and really to the call of God on his life to be a leader where he never saw possible. And that's just him being obedient to say, you know, let me take my wife and my daughter with me to a trip to D.C. Just that one moment of obedience led him into a whole nother journey.
Money, we pray God's will be done in his life. I mean, he answered the call. He stepped up, and God is faithful. And I pray that magnificent things would occur that only would come from God, that God would not be overshadowed in any part whatsoever, that this man's heart would be a light. You know, this light that we're talking about into a dark world, and that I trust that he's God's man for the season here. I really believe that.
I believe it too, Bill. And that's the power. You know, I wrote these crazy stories in my book about hearing a word from God for an elected official on an airplane or showing up at a Beto O'Rourke rally to pray for him. You know, someone that's not in my party.
Right.
That I associated with, you know, having moments where I walked beside a terminally ill member of Congress before he was elected and got help get him elected to Washington. So, you know, there's moments we all have to choose to be obedient, and what God does in that obedience is exponential in the lives of the people around us. And that's why I wrote this book and why we're helping get Christians engaged, Bill.
Well, like you say, it, you know, these stories may seem crazy, but that's because you're trusting God. And because people know on the surface, I mean, who would go and throw a party for an opponent that you were struggling with to help him clear up his election liabilities? Only someone who could manifest the love of God. And I got to imagine this man's life was greatly affected by that. I don't know how you have that happen to you and not think, you know, if that doesn't alter your worldview in any way, I don't know what will.
Well, we text and we call, and I had breakfast with him in D.C. when I was there in July. And again, he has been overly gracious to push this, encourage this book to people, because he believes these are the kind of stories that people need to hear, that we can operate different than the political spirit. We can do politics without the political spirit, meaning we don't have to do it the way the world does it. We can do it in the nature of Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to encourage people and hold them accountable with, to be real Christ followers as they're engaging in politics and government.
Well, Bunny, like you, I've always been interested in politics. Well, Bunny Pounds has been our guest. She's the founder and president of Christians Engaged, which seeks to awaken, educate, and empower Christians to pray, vote, and engage regularly in efforts to improve the nation's well-being. And again, in getting involved and engaging with the organization Christians Engaged, you will walk them through how they can, you know, through the program and how they can be engaged and be effective at a local, at a regional, even a national level, if that's be God's will. Because as Jesus told us, we're to take the gospel message from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world, right?
Amen. Thank you, Bill, for all you do. And let's get the church awakened and educated and empowered in this moment.
I'm with you, Bunny. You take care. God bless. Thank you so much.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of...